All right, and so Midnight with Robert Shaw. This is Kyle. We got Richard on drums.
Should we call this Midnight with Birdman?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Midnight with Ed. Or the Ed Midnight Podcasting with... Hour.
Yep. The Ed Pizza Day. Or whatever his last name is. I don't know how you pronounce his last name.
I say Pierce. Ed Pierce.
Pierce?
Yeah.
Is there an R in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was just an S.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was an R.
Oh, we shouldn't have said his last name on the air.
Oh, it's fine.
People will know who he is, and they'll try to find him and just ask him, why are you such a fan of these idiots?
It's fine. Unless you want to stop recording, we can start again. But I feel morally safe.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
So, Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman. Tell me more.
You liked it.
Yeah, quite a bit.
I liked it. I didn't love it. Didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
No.
I don't think it's as good as you think.
No, to me, it's a movie that... I still don't think, even from what I've seen, I'd put as number one. But I wouldn't feel good making it number one if that was like my ultimate choice.
Right.
I mean, it's good, but yeah, it's definitely not that transcendent film that you're gonna tell your friends about.
Well, the problem with this movie is it's just too inside. It's beyond meta. It's so meta it hurts.
Yeah, the scene where he tears apart the critic is, man, it's... I don't know, I think it takes a certain person to get that, and someone who's really been in the business or knows it, at least somewhat, has some backstory on the idea.
Yeah, but Inarritu is pretty much a critical darling, so I don't know what he's bitching about.
I don't know either. Maybe because he hasn't won. Has he won yet?
No, he shouldn't. He's not that great. I don't like him at all.
So that's what I mean. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's because he hasn't won.
Is that... Well, if that's the case, then he's just a big fat baby. I mean, shit. If that's the... If he's bitching about that because he hasn't won anything, he sounds like a real asshole.
Well...
Because I don't like Babel. I thought Babel was shit.
I thought it was okay.
No, Babel's awful. It's so heavy-handed and just annoying, and I don't like seeing unkempt coochie.
There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that in Babel. Yeah. And none in Birdman.
No, which is, I don't know, I'd say too bad. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing some unkempt Emma Stone coochie.
Oh, no, she's so ugly to me. I don't like her at all. I find nothing sexually attractive about her at all.
What don't you like? Like, what about it?
In this movie especially, she's really skinny, and she's got that weird nose and those big-ass eyeballs. Like, they're just too big.
Oh,
she's like two steps away from Auschwitz Christina Ricci. Like, she's that skinny. She looks like a creation out of Rick Baker studio. She could be a Walking Dead zombie and you wouldn't know.
Like, she wouldn't need any makeup, you mean?
Exactly. She wouldn't need any makeup because she looks like she's just... She looks gross. I don't know. I was watching this movie, and she kind of took me out of the movie because I was just like, God, she looks gross.
Well, I think, you know, being a recovering addict, I think that was somewhat the idea, but...
Oh, I don't know.
I think she's not method. Well, I think for you, you've definitely taken it to the nth degree, so I can certainly see your position.
Of course, but I always do that.
But I think they might have at least kind of gone for that approach, at least somewhat. I agree. I mean, I don't think it's too heavy, but
So you think she lost weight purposely for the role to make to be more emaciated?
No. I think it's just the way they did the makeup.
Oh, okay.
Because she shot this when she was shooting Spider-Man 2 or whatever.
Oh. She had like so a no wonder she looked emaciated. She was working on Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. She had like a couple week break or something, and so she could do this.
She shot all her scenes in an afternoon.
Pretty much. Yeah. Undoubtedly.
But I mean, it was neat that it was all a continuous shot with the illusion of a continuous shot.
I like that, yeah.
It was fine. I mean, it didn't work. But the one thing that really kind of annoyed me was the... it's too on the nose with its dialogue.
It could be. There were points where, as I said pre-podcast, I thought there was some stuff where eventually it just got repetitive, where I felt like they'd hit this note and then they couldn't stop referring to it. And it was like, oh... Okay, yeah, I got that earlier, but thanks for coming back to it. That's cool.
Well, it's too much, and like I said, I think Chef touched upon a lot of these ideas, but I think Chef did it in more of a subtextual way, and this one is just kind of like beating the horse with a giant dildo, like beating it into your brain. Constantly, and like they even foreshadow a lot of what happens in the movie in the first like 10 minutes because that sequence when they're talking about the guy that put the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger but he didn't die because he couldn't kill himself.
Yeah,
and that sets up kind of what happens at the end of the movie. Spoilers. Which I saw that coming a mile away, by the way.
What, he's gonna shoot himself? No, but I mean I feel like they're leading to something, but no, although I wasn't shocked or anything, if that's what they're going for.
Well, I mean, he shoots his nose off, which is funny, which I like that because he doesn't kill himself. He's too selfish to kill himself, which is funny.
But I don't know if that's the intention. If he's dead, because at the end, he already has a nose and they're talking about getting him a new one. So it's like, is that sort of like some fantasy he has at the end?
Well, again, the whole movie is setting up the idea that he has telekinesis.
Right.
So, again, is that muddles the whole movie in of itself because it's like, was he saying that we live in a society where, like, even a guy with telekinesis and abilities beyond human ability, basically, I guess, he could exist in the real world, but no one would notice because he was a forgotten actor. Like, is that what they're trying to? It's like, even this guy can't be a hero. It was just too stupid. I think it was just too goofy. Well, it took me out of the movie a lot of times. It's just like, what are they doing here? Why is he moving shit with his mind?
Didn't they sort of discredit that when he thought he could fly, but he took the taxi?
Well, see, that's the thing. I thought that too, and at the very end, you have Emma Stone looking out the window, smiling.
Well, so I thought he thought he could fly, then he ended up killing himself.
Well, why is she smiling, looking up?
Because he's finally...
He's dead?
He had his moment in the sun, and he kind of got the recognition he wanted, and he went on his own terms.
Yeah, but even then, it's why would he? He didn't shoot himself on stage, so he's gonna jump out of the theater, out of the hospital window to kill himself.
Well, that's part of what makes me too wonder that if he was already dead.
Well, but then he also jumps off the building with a guy that says, "Hey, how are you?" Remember that part in the middle? He jumps off the building, and flies around.
Yeah.
So, but again, like, there's too many setups where somebody sees him do it. So, like, if it's in his head, why does he have someone else there to be a witness to it?
But he didn't... The guy on the roof, though, didn't see him fly. That wasn't my impression.
No, but he runs off. He goes, no, I gotta go. He runs off the roof and he jumps.
Yeah, he sees him jump off the building. And then he wakes up in the cab later.
No, but he's flying around.
No, because the cab takes him back to the...
Well, no, I know, but he lands and then the cab runs into the room, runs into the thing. I thought that was funny. But then they just keep going with that. It just muddles the whole theme of the movie.
I took it that he took the cab the whole time.
I did too, but then you have the end with Emma Stone. Why is she looking up? If she was looking down, it would be suicide. Looking up is something else.
She does look down initially, and then she looks up.
Yeah, but it's just, it's stupid. It's just dumb. And then on top of that, I thought originally, because it opens with that asteroid coming down. Remember the beginning? And they have like shots of it.
The asteroid.
There's like a comet shooting down through the atmosphere.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. I thought this actually would have been a better ending. He goes through all that shit. He gets his fame back again. But he like looks out the window and I thought he was going to laugh and smile because an asteroid was coming to blow up Earth and it didn't matter anyway.
That would have been better, yeah.
I thought that's what was going to happen. I thought that was the whole point of setting up that whole shot, was that this asteroid was coming down to take everybody out. So, like, all that shit that he went through. Because the whole point of the movie is, like, our existence. Are we even here? What's the deal? I'm a nobody. I'm a somebody. And then at the very end of the movie, it didn't really matter because the asteroid came and blew us all up anyway.
Right. I don't know. I didn't get the impression that he flew at the end, though. That wasn't my takeaway.
Well, then again, it's a stupid movie. It doesn't know what it is, and I think that's the problem.
Well, I thought that all the superpower stuff was very distracting.
Yeah.
I didn't really need that.
Well, even if it was in his head, what was the point?
Yeah, I didn't really get it either way. I feel like it had to be in his head because he wasn't showing it to anybody.
Because he says goodbye to Birdman at the end of the movie.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Because he calls, he goes, "You motherfucker," and he disappears basically. So I think he gives up, or he becomes Birdman.
But you see Birdman taking a shit at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. So he's still around.
Well, no, because there's that scene where he kind of just looks at him and he walks away, and there's that exchange between them.
Well, I remember
them.
That.
Says,
but, I mean,
motherfucker.
He's clearly still around, though.
No, I think that was him saying goodbye.
Then what's he doing making a shit?
Well, that was the end. Like, that's him defeated. He's just sitting down. It's just like, wow, this is how you see me now? You're just, I guess he's thinking you're shit. Is that what it is? Like, you're just shit. You're shit. You're on the toilet. You mean nothing to me, like a turd. And that's why that's kind of him letting go. Again, like all subtext.
I don't know. That was
really on point because he's literally on the toilet evacuating his bowels.
Yeah, I kind of got some of that impression. That's kind of where I thought maybe that was more of a send off for him, was how he now sees the character.
Yeah.
But
then again, why does he go out the window? But again, he goes out the window, and that's stupid.
Yeah, I kept waiting for him just to slip and fall and just die. But
no, again, I was waiting for the asteroid. I think that would have been the better ending.
I thought that enough money. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Like, why would you have that shot in the beginning and like in the middle, and then I think it shows up at the end when they like show the jellyfish on the beach.
Now, was that supposed to be, though, like Birdman's bird thing or whatever it was?
I don't know.
That's kind of like one of my impressions, but that's maybe that's supposed to be. It was like the Birdman's bird guy thing. Whatever that is.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's one thing, too, is they never really explain the character very well.
No.
It's just like, here's this character named Birdman. There you go. That's it. It's like...
Yeah, he was Birdman 20 years ago, and he didn't do Birdman 4.
It's like, yeah, there's no impression as to what, like, Birdman really is.
Yeah, I did like his bird call, though.
That was funny.
Michael King goes, ah! That was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I'm sorry. I didn't think it was that funny, though. I thought it would be funnier.
No, I didn't go in thinking it was going to be that funny, and it wasn't.
Man.
But one person who I forget who it was, definitely someone more pompous. I can't think of the word, but But not the scene where he talks to Amy Ryan towards the end, where he's like laying down. That's like his like deathbed or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's
all the flowers around.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's no, why but essentially, he sets like, up shooting himself in the head.
Some of it, yeah, so he's already dead. So he's dead.
Well, yeah, because when you see him shoot himself in the head, he like shoots himself in the head. He doesn't shoot his nose off.
Yeah, that's why I think he might already be dead by that point.
Yeah, but then again, it's just there's too much. And if that's the case, fuck you, movie.
Well, see that. See now, if he's already dead, then I can buy him flying away and Emma Stone coming out and seeing him.
Yeah, but then if that was the no, because then they if you have a resolution with those characters and he's dead, you need to have resolution with all the characters, so they all would have to be. It'd be like the Wizard of Oz ending. And then it would be even more meta because they're channeling Wizard of Oz.
Well, maybe he doesn't want resolution with some of those characters.
Yeah, so I don't buy that either. I don't think so.
It could be.
No, because he was going to have a baby with that other crazy actress.
But he didn't want the baby, clearly.
Yeah, but he accepted it. He accepted it later. But then she said she's not pregnant.
I don't really get the impression he did accept it. I mean, he seemed he seemed like he had to. He was forced to, but it didn't seem like he really wanted it.
I don't know.
You know, like someone put a gun to his head and he's fine. We're having this kid, but I never got the impression that was something he actually was even resigned to. Just something that he had to do. He didn't have much choice.
I don't know. I think it's just there's too many avenues to take with this movie. I don't think he knew exactly what avenues to take.
No, and yeah, I do agree that the powers were just too distracting.
Yeah.
It just felt needless, because it just... I don't know, he's just... that. Then I think you're almost too into your own head. It's just... I also thought it was a little goofy, it's kind of a minor point, but when she's going over his, YouTube hits or whatever it was.
Right, yeah.
Or no, his like Twitter followers. It was like he had maybe like 30,000 or something.
I'm like 80,000.
Whatever.
But in it was a like, day.
I was like, Vincent D'Onofrio has more than that. Like, who cares?
Not in a day.
Hey, you don't know that. You don't
it
know.
It was just starting.
But no, I don't know. To me, it seemed like kind of not a lot to me.
Oh, well, how much is on your Twitter following?
Well, I'm not Birdman, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you're Fast and Furious, man.
Yeah, I haven't even checked that in a while.
Oh, wow.
I know. Kind of.
You should probably check that because, you know, you got to, what, April 2015?
Yeah, almost 9,500 followers.
Well, there you go.
That's fair enough.
From the Fast and Furious Twitter?
Yeah, yeah.
9,500, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Ain't no Birdman, though.
No, it's not. Hey, I gotta put my book on that site.
You gotta pay me.
Put my book on that Twitter. Oh, I'll give you a check if anything happens. I just want to see if I move any units. I doubt it. Social media is worthless.
I would doubt it too.
Social media is absolutely worthless.
Now, another impression I got from this movie was that Edward Norton was playing himself.
I don't know, he was too nice, so I don't think it was him.
Well, he was a dick a lot of the time. I don't know.
He wasn't dickish enough.
For this guy, I guess.
Because for Edward Norton to be real, he doesn't smile. He's not human. This character was too human.
Although I did like the giant dick he gave himself. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I'm hard.
Like the biggest boner. It was
funny.
So huge.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, there are some good bits, like when he starts drinking. That was funny.
Yeah, no, that was good. And I like Michael Keaton. I hope he does get nominated, but I just feel like this movie is going to be forgotten come Oscars.
No.
It's too weird.
People are talking about it.
It's too into itself. It's too meta. It's not going to win. It's either going to get nominated and not win a single one, or it'll get nominated for 4 or 5 and win maybe 0.
Well, yeah, I think it'll win 0. But why I think Hollywood will nominate, though, is because it's an art house film that they don't understand.
Yeah.
So they feel like they'll seem like they understand it if they nominate it.
I don't think so. It's too, meta. It's too meta for its own good. That's the problem. Because it's like when you say, don't go full retard. Don't go full meta. And this is what's happening. If they would have went semi-meta, it would have been okay. But they went full meta. And that means that no Oscar. They didn't pull a semi-retard Tom Hanks. They pulled full-on retard Ben Stiller. Or Juliette Lewis from The Other Sister.
Yeah, I didn't care for that jellyfish bit either. That irritated me.
Oh, it didn't really bother me. I liked how Michael Keaton sold it.
Oh no, he gave a good, a good performance for it. But I just thought overall, it just felt like something they were really trying to sell.
Yeah,
like they didn't care if it made sense. They're just like, here's this crap. Well, it sounds cool.
I just liked the fact that he was pulling some Beetlejuice moves in that movie.
Oh,
he was
channeling
Beetlejuice a lot.
Yeah, I think there's more Beetlejuice than Batman.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I like Michael Keaton. I wish Michael Keaton was... Well, I mean, he kind of works a lot. I don't know why people say, like, oh, Michael Keaton hasn't been seen in a lot of things. He's done, actually, quite a lot.
He works a lot, it's just in stuff people don't see.
Yeah, he just shows up in things.
And also, you have to take into account, this is a guy who made a fortune off those Batman movies, so it's not like he used to work.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he made a lot more money off of subsequent movies that were, like, bombs. Like, I'm sure Extreme Measures, he got a good $10 million paycheck for it.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem to be a guy that really overspends or blows out of cash.
He lives in a trailer in some weird bohemian city.
I don't know. He's probably just got a house in Pittsburgh he just hangs out at.
Probably. Hey, how you doing? I'm Michael Keaton. Yeah, that's great. Hey, call me if you want me to do something. All right, night. Do you think he runs the apartment complex with Robert Forrester?
He's probably Robert Forrester's boss.
That could be.
Yeah.
I own a lot of places, and that's one of them. I just can't do it. I don't know. I've seen The Exorcist 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Yeah. I've seen Birdman 167 times, and it's really not that funny. And I think, yeah, he really did have telekinesis the third time I've seen it.
Yeah, I thought...
That threw me off, too, the very beginning of the movie. And then that's what was just like, oh, shit, what is this? When he's floating.
Right, yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, this isn't going to be what I thought it was going to be.
And I thought Amy Ryan's performance kind of came and went.
Oh, she kind of came and went.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really recognize her, to be honest, but it was just sort of there.
Yeah.
I did kind of like that desperate feeling I got from, who was it? That other blonde chick who was in it.
Naomi Watts.
Yeah, I thought she was good. I liked her.
She looks old.
She did in this movie, yeah.
She's getting up there. It's time to put her in Deborah Winger mothballs. Time to put her to pasture. Leif Schreiber's got to take her out to the old glue factory for actresses.
Right, yeah.
Put two more babies in her and call it a day.
No, but overall, I enjoyed it, but it definitely didn't reach the lofty heights that I think it had originally been sold.
Yeah, I would agree. I enjoyed it, but I think ultimately it kind of annoys me.
I think if it hadn't been so on the nose with some of that stuff, and I think if it had more to say, and then additionally if it dumped the superpower stuff, I think it would have been better.
I don't know. Again, it's like, I don't know what he's trying to say with that.
Yeah, a lot of it I feel like it's like a short film that could be like 20 minutes, but they made it like in 2 hours or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
like Edward Norton talks about how he's fake a lot and he's not real.
Right. I'm real on stage.
And then like Keaton is all about, I don't know, trying to like prove something to everybody and... trying to like find fame again through this crap that won't make him famous, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, just. But I don't know. It just felt like it kind of meandered a lot at points.
Yeah. Again, I don't see it getting that many Oscars. I don't see it getting a lot of Oscar love.
No, I do like a nomination for Keaton.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
You know, I could see some cinematography stuff because they're really blowing ass up this long take stuff, which I enjoyed. True. I liked it. It was cool.
It was fine, yeah. It's more of a gimmick. It's more gimmicky than anything else.
No, yeah, I would agree, but it was a gimmick that I liked, so I'm okay with that.
But I guess I was reading the trivia for it, and Mike Nichols told Iñárritu, he's like, you can't do comedy in a single take. That kills the beat. That kills the timing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's not wrong, but at the same time, it's like, eh. That's old school thought, because comedy isn't the same comedy anymore.
No, it's all 20 minutes of improv on a medium shot.
That's pretty much. It's all comedy is now. There's no setup. There's no punchline. It's just random quotes, random citations on something else. Non sequiturs.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of non sequiturs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about this, right, yeah.
Did you read the Willow and Jada Smith interview? Put these kids away.
I read the highlights. I think it was on HitFix. They had some highlights of the quotes, which I read.
Yeah, they're out of their mind. They're crazy already.
Now, do you have those quotes in front of you, or do you need me to pull them up?
You can pull them up.
All right, great. Let
me see. I don't have them. That's your job. You're the technical guy.
I'm in the tech dude.
I'm the Ed Norton. I have the truth when I'm on this stage. I'm totally honest.
And he wanted to bone on stage. You know, that was another thing too. Was it took me a while to figure out his relation to Natalie to Naomi Watts.
Right. No, I agree.
Because at first I thought like they're just like a friend, and then maybe they're related, and then they're dating, and it was like.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until after his attempted sex with her that I finally got that they were dating.
No, they were cousins.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. They were related.
Yeah. Shade. Wait, no, what is it? Jaden.
Just put in Willow Jaden Smith. Willow and Jaden Smith, it'll pop up. Yeah. I'm no doubt.
Okay, got it. Got it. It's coming up. Hold on.
These kids are fucking retarded, like literally.
Okay, so here's some stuff.
Go away.
All right, so this was an interview done in the New York Times for whatever reason. I don't really know.
there you go.
Yeah, it's very confusing already. Okay, interviewer, what have you been reading? Willow, quantum physics, OSHO, whatever that is. OSHO. Do you know what that is?
It's probably some foundation shit.
Okay. Jaden.
Like some think tank papers or whatever.
Jaden's reading The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life and Ancient Texts, Things That Can't Be Predated. And this article says, lesson, The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life actually came out in 1999. So nothing predates Jaden's favorite ancient text.
Yes.
Okay.
1999, the year of the Phantom Menace.
Oh, don't remind. Oh, gosh. Meditations on time. Interviewer, I'm curious about your experience of time. Do you feel like life is moving really quickly? Is your music one way to sort of turn it over and reflect on it? Willow, I mean, time for me, I can make it go slow or fast. However I please, and that's how I know it doesn't exist. Jaden, it's proven that time, that how time moves for you depends on where you are in the universe. It's relative to beings in other places. But on the level of being here on Earth, if you are aware in a moment, 1 second can last a year. But if you are unaware...
Did you write Interstellar?
he mentions he had a hand in it. Yes, he did some rewrites. Your whole childhood, your whole life can pass by you in 6 seconds. But it's also such a thing that you can get lost in.
Oh my God. Can somebody please shove a bullet in his head that takes 3 seconds to exit?
Meditations on meditation. Well, breathing is meditation. Life is a meditation. You have to breathe in order to live. So breathing is how you get in touch with the sacred space of your heart.
Oh my God. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip it. Like, that's her music.
It's so
I don't
bad.
Think time is going to accept that shitty tone. So time will spit it out into a black hole.
These people are nuts. They're
oh, they're retarded. They're so crazy. Stupid. They are crazy.
They are.
I understand they're below 15. They don't even have pubes on their bodies yet, and they're not little Yodas. They're little retards.
So, Jaden, when babies are born, their soft spot bump, it has like a heartbeat in it. That's because energy is coming through their body up and down.
Did he call it a heart-shaped box?
No.
Is he quoting Nirvana?
It's the education. Jaden, here's the deal. School is not authentic because it ends. It's not true. It's not real. Our learning will never end. The school that we go to every single morning, we will continue to go to.
You know what ended for Jake? His movie career with another After Earth.
And he goes on to say, kids who go to normal school are so teenagery, so angsty. Shut up. Gosh.
He's like, what, 14? He's not even a teenager himself.
His balls haven't dropped. All right.
Not at all. Once he gets his dick in something, he'll shut up.
Let's see. Okay. More about what babies.
Which the way he sounds, it's never going to happen.
No. Let's see.
Time is a giant vagina.
All right. So here's more quotes on babies. What babies know. When babies are
Jesus.
In. This is bad. Okay. When babies are in the stomach, they're so aware, putting all their bones together, pulling all their ligaments together. But they're shocked by this harsh world. Jaden, by the chemicals and things, and then slowly, as they grow up, they start losing. Jaden, you know, they become just like us. Yeah. See.
God damn.
Reaching your goals. Jaden, I have a goal to be just the most craziest person of all time.
He's done it. He won. He
success,
just did it.
Success. And when I say craziest, I mean like I want to do like Olympic level things. I want to be the most durable person on the planet. How does that relate to being crazy? That doesn't make sense. That's like an athlete.
He's using it in terms of like, oh shit, it's crazy that this guy could like solve puzzles but then play a wicked game of shuffleboard and then flip 50 times into a pool and jump out of it. It's crazy. That kind of crazy.
And then Willow says, I think by the time we're 30 or 20, we're going to be climbing as many mountains as we can possibly climb.
No, they'll be in line at the welfare office because they'll spend all the money they made as kids, and their parents will both be dead because eventually their lifestyle is going to catch up with them with all the drugs. Obviously, there's a lot of drugs going on in that house.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of drugs.
Jesus.
So let's see. The most important lesson to learn is, quote, unlearning? Interviewer, so is the hardest education the unlearning of things? Willow, yes, basically. But the crazy thing is it doesn't have to be like that, whatever that means.
So I guess that means the unlearning is the reason her music is dog shit. Because she learned how to do it, but then she unlearned
It's a lot of honky-tonk crap. That's what I take it as. It's just shit. It's garbage.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's but much bad. Worse. This is like fortune cookie lost philosophy nonsense.
It's just awful.
Namaste.
Sounds like a lot of Scientology craziness.
Oh, it is. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Although I think my favorite, the favorite thing is that they say babies in the stomach. It's like, do they know? Are they aware what's going on? Do they know how that works?
No. Well, because they don't know what a pussy is.
Oh, man. True. True.
Well, hell, you know what? It just, whatever. In 5 years, no one's going to remember these kids because they're not going to be doing anything. They're a footnote in a much larger story that is the Jada Pinkett Smith fucking crazy diary.
Yeah, she seems like a whack job.
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole family
just unbelievable. Just nuts.
What is it?
I mean, this is just, I think, you know what? I think this was done on purpose to get people to stop talking about Kim Kardashian's fat ass. Because she, you know, supposedly, I guess Jaden Smith is kind of, or was going out with one of the Jenner girls, Kim Kardashian's half sister. Yeah, because, you know, he's black.
Right.
And he's like,
right.
You know, a kid. And she's white and a Kardashian, kind of. So she has to pretend to like black guys to fit into her Kardashian family. Yeah, so I think this is all, it's all planned. This is all planned because Kendall Jenner was upset that everybody was looking and jerking off to Kim's big oiled ass. And not to her. Oh, they're hilarious.
My favorite part is that it looks like she's coming out of a trash bag.
Well, that's, I think, on purpose.
Well, that was what I was thinking. Yeah, it makes
it's
sense to
good.
Me. Yeah.
That's so meta.
It is meta.
So meta. I wish she'd just go away. I just stop it. I know it's easy to just, you know, ignore them because really, in all honesty, only like 2 million people watch that show every week, the Kardashian show. So it's like, if we can find the 2 million people that watch the show and, like, I don't know, sterilize them, I think we'll be okay for the future.
Well, hopefully Jaden and Willow watch that show so we can sterilize them.
I think we should just sterilize them in general. They're talking like this. They're already gone to crazy town.
Could be true, yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think they've watched Battlefield Earth one too many times.
I think they saw Birdman one too many times.
It's not that bad.
It's my favorite movie is the Birdman. It's about intersexual nonism.
It's the what?
You mean existentialism?
Oh.
No, epispecism.
Okay, I get it, okay.
I want to do something crazy like epistephanism. I want to be crazy, like do Olympic style stuff, like epistephanism.
Like what?
Epistephanism.
Okay.
Fetch it, step itnism. Hello there. I'm old step it, fetch it. Oh my God. Tyrese Gibson posted a video about Dutch people doing blackface. Hello there. I'm Black Peter. I want to beat your child and put him in a bag and send him to Spain if he's bad. That's what they do. I have a Dutch friend and I gave him that video that Tyrese had. Tyrese was not happy about it.
I would think.
Hey, it's their culture. It's what they do. They don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, bad.
You've seen it, right? Have you seen that video?
Which one? Sorry.
The Black Peter Santa Claus thing?
No.
What do you know that their culture, what they do?
No.
In Holland?
No.
For Christmas, they have a character called Black Peter, who is a Moor, essentially, who would take rotten children and put them in a bag and send them to Spain because that's where the Moors were, and basically turn them into Muslims.
Oh, okay, all right.
So what the Dutch do, since there's not a lot of black Dutch people, they put shoe polish on their face, and they dance around like jigaboos and pickaninnies, and they try to get in. And you say, no, black Peter. They laugh, and they, you know, do their gestures.
Wow.
Yeah, they have parades with an army of black-faced black Peters.
Wow.
It's quite funny. And they've been doing this for a very long time. And I don't think they're going to stop. I don't think the political correctness machine will turn its head into Holland. You can smoke pot there. You can have sex with a prostitute. That's all good. And you can also don blackface and dance around.
What a country. What a country.
Can't beat it. Now that's freedom, baby.
Oh, gosh, definitely, yeah.
Can you imagine doing that today? I mean, besides Ted Danson?
No, I cannot. No, I cannot.
Yeah. I wonder how far you'd get if you did that. Just I say you should do that at work. Show up in blackface and say, like, you know, I'm Black Peter. I'm Dutch, so I'm celebrating my Dutch roots. Because technically, wouldn't that be like a thing? You could sue her. If they got offended by it, you can just say, like, well, hey, it's my right culturally. This is my beliefs.
I'm sure they'd buy right into that one.
I don't know. They should. But I don't know. Oh, did you read the other quotes about Will Smith and Jada Smith?
No.
When they did After Earth? No. I guess Will Smith talked about he designed his own mathematics.
Lord.
And it's like he's cracked the code to the universe, because the universe is basically formed out of mathematics. Uh-huh. So you have to have like the Rosetta Stone to figure out what the universe is trying to say to you, and that's through mathematics, and Will Smith has cracked the code.
Okay, let me see. All right, hold on. I'll pull it up.
It was on crackedmagazine.com. They had four instances where celebrities went insane.
Yeah, I'm pulling that up.
And that was one of them. Yeah, that's the first one. Yeah. It's pretty damn funny.
Let's see. Okay. So I guess here's some quotes from Will Smith. I am a student of patterns. At heart, I'm a physicist. I look at everything in my life as trying to find the single equation, the theory of everything. He proceeds to give two examples of irrefutable patterns in the universe. The sun rising and setting every day, which is a result of Earth's orbit and every bit as much a, quote, pattern as the distance between your house and the bus stop remaining the same every time you walk it.
Yep.
And the way people win Academy Awards. Incidentally, Will Smith stumps himself on the second pattern as he's describing it. The patterns are all over the place, but for whatever reason, it's difficult to find patterns in Best Actress. What the hell? What a weirdo. He's so weird.
I think that those are quotes, and also the little snide remarks from the cracked writer.
Right. No, yeah, I mentioned it. Yeah.
Oh,
Jaden, I think that there is a special equation for everything, but I don't think our mathematics has evolved enough for us to even... I think there's like a whole new mathematics that we'd have to learn to get that equation. Will, I agree with that. Jaden. It's beyond mathematical. It's like multidimensional mathematical, if you can sort of understand what I'm saying. A fucking asshole. Shut up. Ugh. What was it?
Exhibitionism.
Yeah, what you said, yeah.
Let's just forget it. This is absolutely... I mean, these people have millions of dollars, by the way. Millions of dollars. They're the dumbest fucking people on the planet. Let's take away their resources, please.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Feed some hungry people with their millions of dollars, please. But how about that? How about we go save the lives of people that could actually do something and not a retard and his dumbass kid who think they figured out the theory of everything?
Let's see. There's more.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, I'm looking through other articles here. Anything else is good. Screw that ad. No, go away.
Screw that ad.
Yeah, just no. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny when people kind of break it down earlier. Otherwise, it's hard to kind of find stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I think Will Smith's people are trying to bury as many quotes as they can. And he better watch it, too, because he hasn't had anything big lately.
No, I'd say his last even minor success would have been Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
What was that?
Crazy bro, he's not going to work anymore.
No,
he'll end up doing that I Am a Legend sequel.
Yeah, he's doing some movie about NFL concussions or some shit.
Oh, that's smart.
It'll be a huge hit.
Right, literally.
Yeah. Hopefully they have like what was it? I'm trying to think of that Oliver Stone movie, like the Miami Sharks or whatever, and then like
the
New Mexico Aztecs or whatever they were.
Oh yeah, because NFL will not give anybody's except Draft Day. Draft Day got to use the Browns.
Because nobody cares about them.
No one cares about Kevin Costner saving Cleveland Browns.
Did you see that movie?
Oh, God, no. No. I saw 3 Days to Kill.
Much better.
Much better movie. Probably a lot shorter, too. Directed by the wonderful McG.
Yeah. Probably.
No, it was. 3 Days to Kill, directed by McG. That's how far his star has fallen. Like,
the wonderful McG, didn't you? Or did I mishear you?
Oh, no, I said wonderful McG, but that was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. My apologies. All right. That's my fault. But,
oh, well. You want to go to the bar and drink to the memory of McG?
He deserves it.
Let's do it.
That poor guy.
I'll go drop a car bomb in his memory.
Perfect.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Well, that works. The dogs are getting loud, so I wanted to wrap that up.
Let's see.